Got 30 more minutes with you on Chris Thomas tonight, and we got a ton to do. Orne and I will make our picks, give you an update on how that's going. He's got this one game lead on me, y'all, and I can't get over the hump. I can't. It's like I'm stonewalled right now. But we got to talk to our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter, great Falcons reporter for the AJC. Make sure you check out all his work there. D, before we move forward to New England.
Chris, how you doing?
What's up, D? Before we move on to New England, man, how do you explain what happened last weekend versus the Dolphins?
They didn't have a team ready to play. It's just clear as day. The way they went out and played and failed to execute in all three phases, sloppy with the penalties, didn't cover, couldn't run the ball, all the things you did a couple weeks before you couldn't do. So they weren't ready to play. So that it was, you're not ready to play in the NFL, you get your head beat in.
That's very true. What, speaking of the run game, why do you think it's been such a roller coaster with the run game? Why is it some weeks it looks out of this world and the other weeks it literally can't get going at all?
Yeah, I've heard all the execution and misidentifying stuff that they put out there. Just say, hey, you got beat up front. You got your A kicked up front, and that's why you couldn't run the ball. So, that's what happened. You could talk about we missed this guy and that guy wasn't accounted for. No, you lost your battles up front. They shut down your run game, and you didn't have an answer.
Do you feel like if he's ready to go, Storm Norton will be starting at right tackle?
No, I don't think he's ready to start. He'd have to be activated. I don't think they're ready to they said he's going to compete for the starting spot, but he ain't going to come off of the IR right into the starting lineup.
Yeah, and that's potentially something that could be an upgrade there. I think Wilkinson, D, for the first couple of weeks did okay, and then over the last few weeks you've started to see why he's been more of a backup at this point in his career. What about Cousins? What did you think he was going to look like? Did you think it was going to look like that?
No, I thought it would be better. I thought he'd at least hit his short stuff and find a connection with Seals. They had been working out together so much in training camp that was the one thing he could rely on. Ray, his security blanket, was cut from the team, so I knew he was going to be struggling a little bit, but I didn't think it was going to be as bad as it was.
How active do you expect them to be before the trade deadline? There's a couple of spots, corner, offensive line, wide receivers you just mentioned, where it seems like they could really use some upgrades.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be that active. There's some contracts that, are coming up. They got a lot of those. Caden Ellis, David Oyemata, Kyle Pitts, Tyler Algier. But it looks like they're holding on till they get some money to do some extensions with those guys or maybe let them go. But they're risking getting nothing for in return for guys that might be free agents at the end of the season. So I am not hearing anything. A receiver would make sense to me. A linebacker would make a lot of sense to a lot of people. I'm not hearing anything along those lines.
When it comes to Michael Penix, if he does return this weekend, do you expect the full playbook to be available, or do you think there'll be some limitations because of the injury?
Yeah, see, even that's murky because, we don't get to see the full practice, but the warm-ups, them moving around, he looked just fine. But and if you remember the hit, he kind of got rolled up on his ankle and his foot. But then they calling it a knee breeze, so a knee bruise. So you used to be able to move with a knee bruise. But, this pro athlete's coming at you at a big high speed, and they don't want to put him in harm's way. So I think the full play, if you play him, you've got to expect that you want him out there with the full playbook at his disposal.
Talking all things Falcons with our buddy D-Led. Make sure you check him out in the AJC, all things Atlanta Falcons. All right, you mentioned the coaches in the comments this week. A lot of headlines coming out about Raheem Morris comparing the offense to 2016 and Zach Robinson kind of fumbling over some word salad about how to fix the predictability of the offense. How much do you think Arthur Blank is keeping a close eye on these things?
Oh, he watches everything. He's old school. He even reads the newspaper still. So he's on top of it all. getting ready to go to Berlin next week. You know, he likes to be kept abreast of what's going on with the team and how they are progressing, you know, and if there are issues, you know, he tries to, you know, do it in the guise of support, be able to help them out and get them through these things. You know, a lot of this is predictable. You knew Zach was going to run into some problems. He's a first-time coordinator. Now, did you anticipate that? What are your remedies? Do you have the senior executive to help him out? You know, all the coordinators that have been here, it wasn't a one-man show. I know Mike Mularkey used to lean on Terry Rubisky. Derek Cutter had his people, too. So, you know, when you see the offense has problems, it's a staff issue. It's not one guy. So Zach's getting the heat for that. But you got to look at T.J. Yates and how he can help him, and D.J. Williams, how he can help him come out of, you know, this funk where they're not scoring points.
Even before the injury, how would you assess Michael Penix Jr.'s performance this season? I think it's been up and down. I think people have to juxtapose D, and it's tough what the expectations they want to have for him and the understanding that he's only made 8 or 9 starts in his career.
Yeah, 9. I was saying C kind of, you know, because he started out great in the Tampa Bay game where they tried to heat him up and then he was getting the ball out quick. But then he started holding on a little bit more, looking for shots. Then he started taking some of his routes away. He was checking it down too quick to Bijan. That was working, though. But then the 49ers took that check down the way they didn't counter it. You know, and he didn't have nothing to do, so he ended up holding on the ball that long. But I haven't seen the deep balls other than a double move by London. But he has been able to check it down and has performed well against the blitz early on. Then his numbers start going down against the blitz as he progressed. So he's a rookie, and he's got a C plus right now. He needs to turn it up a little bit, to make sure that his value, you know, to prove that he was worthy of the 8th overall pick in the draft.
When it comes to the state of the team right now, do you think there's a number or a certain level at which this team would get to in which changes could be made in season? Because we know that Arthur Blank is not generally a fan of doing that. We know Ike Hilliard, but that was a minor move. I'm talking one of the coordinators or maybe even the head coach.
No, I don't think so. And I don't know where that would be beneficial because then you pretty much just throw in the season in the tank. Well, if the season goes sideways, which, you know, there's a script for that too, everything will be on the books because they hired Raheem because of the staff he could bring with him, because of the player attraction he could bring around the league and the respect that he had. And for you to throw it away a year and a half in means that you made the wrong choice. So if you wanted to tear it down, you had a chance to do that and go with Belichick. So now you want to get down the road a year and a half later and say, oh, I got to tear it down. So that don't make sense. That's not rational in how the owner would probably do things. He's more inclined to be like, hey, what do we need to keep, you know, moving us forward? What do we need to build this thing out? Do we need more talent in the coaching room? Do we need more talent in the personnel room? And he's always been willing to give them whatever they need. They better produce, but I'm thinking he's more inclined to do more than tear it down.
D, there was a stat that came out late last week from Matthew Berry, the fantasy football expert, that in games the Falcons have won, Tyler Allgeier averages 14 touches a game. In games that they've lost, it's almost half that, if that. There's been games where he's had 1 touch, 4 touches. Do you believe there's a direct correlation there?
No, I don't. That's just a numbers thing that's coincidental. Because usually if he's getting touches, that means Bijan's wore down the defense. and Tyler's in to close out the game. So that should be a Bijan stat. I want to know what his yards are when Tyler gets those 14 carries. That would make more sense for me.
So when you look to make adjustments to the game plan, what do you think Zach Robinson should rely on in terms of making those adjustments. Is there a player or two or something you've seen throughout these games that you feel like they're either doing too much or not doing enough in order to create the productivity for the offense?
Yeah, you know, I'm fine with running everything through Bijan, but then you've got to have some people make explosive plays off of that. Now, whether that's Mooney, London, or Pitts, you know, you haven't had London and Mooney for every game. So, you know, they tried to throw it to Pitts last game 9 times. He caught them all. I don't know about the 4th down and 7th screen, but that was the play they ran. But those are the 3 guys. You know, you're not throwing it to Charlie Warner. You know, so you got 3 guys there, and then you need Casey Washington to take up that Ray Ray slack since you don't parted ways with him. But those are the 4 guys. People complain about the wide receivers. I do too sometimes. But they kept 4 of them on the practice squad, and I like Chris Blair. A lot of people like Nick Nash, and Dylan Drummer got a shirt last week. So, I mean, they got receivers more, you know, when you do a quick look at, a deeper look at it, they just haven't played and produced at the national football level. So I think that the counters are there. I mean, everybody's sitting on the stretch run like Bijan, come off of it, throw a backside post to Casey Washington. Nobody could run with him. You know, let me see that. Dumping, if that's covered, dump it down the pit. You know, it's not real hard on how to throw off of the running back that everybody's keying on.
Before I let you go, did we ever get to the bottom of what really happened with Ray Ray?
No, we're still working on that. You know, there's a, you know, nobody's been on the record, a lot of stuff behind the scenes, but it's not, you know, the folks that will say anything behind the scenes let you know it's not, it was a performance base. That's kind of their buzzword. There's some friction somewhere in the building that led to both of those dismissals. But for now, on the record, performance base is what the Falcons have. But, and the people on the other side are, you know, probably kind of, you know, Ike Hilliard can, he probably don't want to blow up his money. Ray Ray's got to get situated with the Giants. But it'll come all out in the wash.
You think they shock New England this weekend?
No, I don't. I don't know which team's going to show up. And, the injury list is getting longer. You know, my guys in the locker room say that they're still together and they're going to fight. There did appear to be a little bit more intensity during the stretching periods. That's all we get to see. But this New England team's hot. And I saw what they did to Buffalo. It's going to take the Falcons are going to have to stop the run to even have a chance in this game.
D, appreciate you as always. We'll check you out in the AJC. Should be an interesting couple of weeks, my friend.
No doubt about it, Turtle. No doubt about it. And we'll be there to write it all up for everybody.
All right, D. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye now.
All right. That is D. Orlando Ledbetter.
Very succinct exit there.
Yeah. Yeah. I tend to agree. I think they can shock the world there in New England. Do I think they're going to? Haven't seen enough. Just have not seen enough. All right. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. 404-726-0929. Orn and I will also make our picks. Then we'll take you to Thursday Night Football on Chris Thomas Tonight.